There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks to you, the fine listeners, wherever you're tuned in. 550K Fire, voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, Fargo Moorhead. 1090K TGO up there in northwest North Dakota. As well as eastern Montana. Thank you for that. And KLTC in Dickinson, 1460 on your radio dial or iHeart Media. Anywhere your iHeart app. Anywhere you're listening, online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, one of our podcasts. Thank you. Glad you're there. Telephone number to weigh in on the program, Ron Ness with the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us today on the program. We're going to talk about his testimony last week on House Bill 1476. That was the change, the reform of the in the oil tax. The House Finance and Tax Committee and the Senate Finance and Tax Committee had that particular piece of legislation and debated in a, as the governor told us on Friday, the longest session ever in the Senate on Thursday night, and then also in the House on Friday afternoon. Ron talked in that about the exploration phase of the Bakken being over and the development phase beginning. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also welcome any questions or comments you have for him as well. Here's how you weigh in, 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free number that works anywhere. 800-228-0550. Locally at 701-258-0550. Emails welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd if you have a question or comment. He loves getting your text. 701-226-8503. Get your questions in. Ron Ness.
You got the number finally, huh?
Yeah. Well, I just like having you say it.
Oh, that's
truth
fine.
Be told, I can't
that's
remember.
Fine. I don't know on the phone. I don't care how many texts or minutes come through. Not my problem. My
mind is swimming in numbers, for crying out loud. Anyway, Ron Ness back with us on the What's on Your Mind program from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, welcome. Thank you.
Good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you here. Let's just start with your reaction. I visited with you briefly after the vote on Friday, but obviously the change is soon to be official once the governor gets this bill and puts his signature on it, and you had the weekend to think about it, and it's not the first time this has been debated. One version or another of the proposed reform has been on the table for a number of years. What are you thinking today?
Well, I'm thinking I'm glad it's the Monday after. It was an incredibly long week, and at the end of the day, this is one of those issues that I think that we all had to just put behind us and get it done and find something that was a compromise, and we did that. All the parties did that. And, you know, as we move forward now, it's going to be much easier to predict revenues for the state and the three affiliated tribes. We are hopeful that they will continue to stay in the oil tax agreement. This bill had something for everybody to like or not like, and we certainly think that we probably gave the most on the discussion, but it was quite frankly just time to come up with a new tax structure moving forward. When you try and go out and try to attract investment into the Bakken, or you're sitting out there today on the 27th of April, and you have no idea whether you should sit and wait to complete your wells or drill your wells until until June 1st, when the tax would have dropped 130%. You know, you've got all of these employees in limbo. Are you letting your employees go? Are you keeping them? That is just simply a bad tax structure. When as I said in testimony, you have a $43 billion industry in the state that has absolutely no idea what the tax rate will be on June 1st. And we wouldn't know until certainly the last day in May or the waning few days. But that's really just part of it. This is a tax structure that's been cobbled together for 35 years. I talked to one of the authors of the original trigger bill, one of the original trigger bills in 1983, Ron Anderson, former Speaker of the House from Watford City and now McKenzie County Commissioner. We've been cobbling together this tax structure for for several decades, and I think now we have put in place a tax structure, a long-term tax structure that is stable and it's predictable. And you know, there's going to be debates one way or another what it does or doesn't do, but let's look at the realities of what we had before. We had a tax structure that would have swung 130% based upon one or two days of trading in May. That's just bad policy. We can't predict the price of oil. But when you start talking about a resource like the Bakken, and you go out to the financial markets and you start talking about what's my rate of return, very difficult to do that unless you have a competitive tax rate. This is still on the high end now, 10% or 11% your total tax in North Dakota. And, of course, it's got that reverse trigger in it that if the price is over $90 a barrel for 3 months, it triggers up a percent. But all of those things were important to the discussion, I think, to various parties. It eliminated somewhere between 13 and 17 different incentives that industry has had over those 35 years. So it's done. Let's move forward. Let's tackle the other challenges of the Bakken and figure out how to get people back to work again. And we'll continue to watch what's going to happen with the markets here. But it's time for these legislators to go home and get back to work, as far as I'm concerned. So it's been good having them here for 75 days, but let's help them wrap up their work and ship them back home.
We were asking the listeners for the best and the worst of the session, and to look at some highlights and things they liked, they didn't like. My like was the infrastructure funding early on. I guess it was called surge funding, but the early session deal, because it was the focus of the debate right away. It obviously had been well researched and a lot of work put into it. A lot of folks invested in it. But the reason I put it as my best and my highlight is because the speed with which it would happen, which is no small deal when it comes to infrastructure funding. But that was a great way to start the session, wasn't it?
Well, Scott, I don't think that we can underestimate the value of what that surge bill did. As you continue to see companies having to let employees go, and the value of having jobs here, and at a time when we had an availability of workers, and I got an email today. There's a story in the Dickinson Press. It's about this person that had been laid off working on an oil rig, and had come into an employment agency saying, I'm looking for a job to replace the one I have. It pays me $35 an hour. I was guaranteed $50 a week. They paid for my housing, and I had $150 daily per diem. And the quote is, good luck finding that one. But for these people to have some type of work to go, take, and jobs, those construction jobs that were created by that $1.1 billion surge bill and the oil tax formula change bills, at a time when we critically need the infrastructure build out, I think that was the key bill of the session. Get it out early, but it became a jobs bill in my mind.
Yeah, without question, because a lot of that, and just the timing with being able to get that out that quick and get into the 2015 construction season, it certainly was a good thing, no question about it. You mentioned earlier the tribes, and obviously they were involved, three affiliated tribes specifically related to the discussion and the debate over the reform in the oil tax. Give us an update on how things are going on the three affiliated tribe, and do you see any real possibility that they would opt out? I mean, obviously. They've been in the position before of not having the same amount of development around them. Wouldn't opting out mean a lot of uncertainty for the companies? Do you think there's any real risk of that happening, Ron?
Well, that is a decision that Chairman Fox and the Tribal Council will make. For the part that they served throughout this legislative, they were drivers of this oil tax restructuring discussion. Rightly so, very concerned about what would happen to their revenue stability within the three affiliated tribes if the big trigger hit. But I think that hopefully everyone that is a member of the three affiliated tribes nation understands that they were instrumental in getting substantial things put into that piece of legislation. As my discussions with the chairman went, you got a heck of a lot more put in there than we ended up having to concede virtually to points that we had never walked down, and that was because the they are an important aspect of this Bakken oil play, and they're a third of the production, and we have to maintain that working relationship, that good business climate there. The dual taxation on the reservation stymied production there for 27 years before the legislature passed that bill in 2007, and the agreement was signed in 2008. And if they can continue to maintain that positive business climate, their production is going to grow. And I've always said we can debate about the tax rate up and down a point or two, but at the end of the day, it's really about your production numbers, because if you produce X many more barrels per day, it produces X many more revenues and X many more jobs and opportunities. So the critical part is really to continue to maintain and grow production in an environmental responsible way as we get better and better at figuring out this Bakken. So
Brian Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here. We'll continue our conversations with him. By the way, if you do have questions and or comments related to the industry or the legislation, the session that's wrapping up, give Ron a call, 800-228-0550. Got a question on Facebook for him, and we'll get to it when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The hour rolling on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Want a great night's sleep? Then you want MyPillow. And it's as simple as a phone call to 800-506-9028. You can also go to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Here's the deal. I don't want to give you mine, and Todd doesn't want to give you his. So
heck no.
We asked the company, they just give you such a good deal you can afford to buy your own. See? And because, and we can tell you how much we love ours. And so that you know, there's really no risk in this. There's a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it 59 nights. Not for me. Send it back. Not a problem. 10-year warranty. So when you do the math on this two-for-one deal, I mean, you're getting a great night's sleep for pennies. Really a good deal.
Do you think you can run back to the big box retailer after 59 nights of sleeping on a pillow and go, you know, I don't know if this is the pillow for me. I don't think you could do that.
It wouldn't happen. They'd throw you out the door.
They'd laugh you out the door.
Exactly. Probably the thing I hear most from folks is that the fact that the pillow stays cool. You know, that they love the fact they don't have to toss and turn and flip the pillow around and all that. So that's great. But it has that patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position, too. So that's kind of neat. It really adjusts to you, which is why the National Sleep Foundation said, no mas. This is just the best pillow there is. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. More with Ron Ness now, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Questions, comments, welcome. Darren wants to know, how far east does the oil company see drilling happening?
Well, Darren, when you look at the Bakken, and, you know, originally nobody knew. We always thought when it was the discovery well, what we consider the discovery well in North Partial, North Dakota, you always felt it was going to go east. And there has certainly been what we call a Bakken line of economic death, a very sharp line there that cuts through the eastern third of Montreal County and then veers across in the northern. Just about one or two sections in McLean County, and then it cuts across, really cuts out most of Mercer County, and then down through Dunn County into western Stark County. So at this point, technology has kind of identified the Bakken is it works where it works, and until you see some types of major, we don't. You know, most people say that that's not thermally mature Bakken outside of that area. And then you work your way back all the way to the western border. And, of course, there's pockets here and there that are better than others. But basically in there's a blanket of productive Bakken and or Three Forks zones. Some areas have all of them, which is where your rigs are today. As you've lost 100 drilling rigs, you've really concentrated them into those three or four areas. But who would have ever thought 10 years ago that we were going to be having that productive areas in areas like Montreal County, where there had been very little oil activity over the history of North Dakota's industry. So nobody really knows what technology would prove, but certainly for now we have framed up where the Bakken is productive, and that's very evident by, you know, where companies have drilled and been successful and where they have drilled and not been successful. So there's always been discussion about how far south it would move. And some of the efforts south of Belfield, you get past Belfield there, and there's that thin little layer of what they actually call a pronghorn layer of the Three Forks there. But you get beyond that, and there hasn't been any success. So I can't tell you, because once you say never, you're always wrong in this business. So, but it's really about technology and what we're able to recover. When you think about, we started in the Bakken and in 2007 and 8, we got 1 to 2% of the oil. So out of every 100 barrels, we left behind 98 or 99. Today, out of every 100 barrels, we're leaving behind probably 92 to 93. So look at the incremental production growth that we've had just by advancing technology. And we're advancing that technology for the world, and we've done it right here in the laboratory that we have. And we are educating the world on how to produce oil from shale, and certainly the world's gonna look at it, and they're gonna figure it out in other places. And that's one of the reasons you have to be competitive long term as you move into more of a development phase or more of a harvest phase. So, who knows? Hang on to those mineral acres when possible, anywhere you are, I guess, to some extent, because nobody really knows.
You know, one of the arguments I thought was...
I want to talk a little bit about the Williston Basin Conference. I'm going to have to take off here, but the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is in Regina this week. I'm heading up there tomorrow, and I understand, of course, the industry's in a downturn here, but I understand they're expecting... there are over 1,000 people now. They're expecting around 1,200 people, and, of course, last year we had about 4,300 in Bismarck, but we'll be back here a year from a year from May in Bismarck, so we're hoping that it's going to be big time and big time again. We'll regroup by then and be back. But they always do a nice job up in Regina, and I know we got a lot of folks in the U.S. Bakken going to be up there. So we'll provide you an update at some point when we get back.
Wanted to just have a couple minutes left here, but I did want to ask you about your testimony when you talked about the difference between the exploration phase, which you said is now over, and the development phase, which you said will be a period in our state's history lasting several decades. And despite the current price situation, long-term, the development phase have managed well, ensuring the prosperity for North Dakota for decades beyond. Explain the difference between the two.
Well, the exploration phase is when you come in and you're trying to identify those edges of where the productivity is, and you take leases, and you are essentially forced. And most of the leases with private mineral owners in North Dakota ended up being a three-year lease. So you had 3 years to establish production on that, essentially in those two-mile spacing units. And once you establish that production, then that lease is held. So that was essentially the first 5 years of the Bakken, the 5 or 6 years. So to some extent, your hand is forced then to continue to keep operating and drilling in order to cover your leasehold. We have now covered our leasehold. Now you move into what is called the development phase, and you try and maximize your efficiency. You try and maximize your recovery. You try and get better and better at recovering that resource within that same footprint. And the challenge that you have then is that, you know, some companies can sit back and let others learn. I can take my operations and my capital expenditures to other plays where I'm in that exploration phase or where I'm getting a better return. And I think that's going to be a significant challenge as we've lost 100 drilling rigs now, and our ability to ramp back up in the Bakken, if we get a price recovery above $70 to $75, I think then you would see companies starting looking at their 2016 budget. But do I have the people here now? Do I still have I still have that significant discount on my barrel in the Bakken versus that barrel in the Eagle Ford or in the Scoop or in other plays across the country? So that's the difference between the development phase and the exploration phase, is that the game changes. So you then have companies that are either going to settle in or they're going to step back and wait. And I think that's really the new era that we're in. We got to get better at this. We got to bring the technological advancements. We got to address the flaring issues. We're tackling these issues one at a time. And you can see that. But of course, with something as significant as this, there's always another challenge. Just wake up the next Monday and there'll be something.
Well, travel safely to Regina. Look forward to continuing this conversation on the development phase, because it is an exciting time for sure. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good to talk to you, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Back to your phone calls. What's on your mind? Best and worst of the legislative session. What's thumbs up? What's thumbs down? Let us know. Come on up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevy too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just a commentary to follow up on something that Ron Ness answered in the way of a question from Darren when he said, how far east does he see the oil companies drilling going? And Ron did a good job of explaining that line of death, I think he called it, of where it is, and also explaining that the exploration phase was all about sort of finding that out, right? Determining where that location is and then drilling it. But one argument that I was making, and I really have a sense that that the vast majority of you are you know, the change that was made in the oil tax, fine, done, get on with it. It's not keeping anybody up at night, right? And I'm kind of the same way. Just it's done now. Let's just move on. I just wanted to say that was one part of the argument that I thought was missing, or at least didn't necessarily the argument in a crux was from the Democrats, that's our money. That's our money. You're giving away our money. This tax cut is our money. He's giving it away, okay? And the Republican side of the argument was good about the certainty and good sound policy, but I never heard anybody really say what would happen to that money, all right? And to me, that was really the crux of the debate. If we reform this, and the problem is nobody really knows what the amount's going to be because you don't know what oil's going to be and the comparisons to what the current plan is versus the new plan, what would it be, right? But I kept wanting to have a hypothetical argument to say, let's say it's $2 billion over 10 years, whatever the number is. $2 billion over 10 years, just to use that for the sake of argument. $2 billion more in the state tax coffers versus $2 billion. I would argue, going to Darren's question, how far east the oil companies drilling? Putting those dollars in the company's hands, improving the bottom line means more rigs, means more exploration, means more jobs. You know, it isn't like somebody's going to put it in a cookie jar somewhere. Who's best to spend it? And we ought to have that debate on everything related to taxes. Income and property and corporate and oil extraction, everything. That's the debate I want. What do you think of that? 800-228-0550. David O'Connell, Democrat from up in Renville and Bottineau County, prime example. By the way, received 540 emails in support of this. And no kidding, in support of it. And there wasn't much of a campaign against at all. But he had 540 in favor. And he said, the reason I voted for this, despite enormous pressure from my caucus not to, jobs. We're in the fringe area anyway,
This has a chance of getting some development happening where it wouldn't happen anyway. That's the debate we ought to have, for sure. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Anything on your mind, let's have at it. You want the Wild or the Blackhawks? I mean, you can be for Calgary, too, or Anaheim or the Rangers or Montreal, I guess, or any of the other teams left, a couple series left over in the East Division yet. But, I think the fun one for our part of the world is you're a Blackhawk fan or you're a Wild fan. Who do you want to win that one? Wild series was wild, for sure. Let's go out to, you like that, Todd? Out to Dickinson here, checking with Dave. Here's the telephone number. Last chance to weigh in and tell us what's on your mind. Best or worst of the legislative session or anything else on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd. He's kind of lonely. He'd love to hear from you. He'd love to relay some more of your text messages. A few of them already today. He'll take some more.
701-226-8503.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, text time. Sure. Hey, Dave and Dickinson, what's on your mind? Tell me.
Good morning. I'd like to urge everyone to call Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp and put a stop to fast-tracking this TPP trade agreement.
What worries you about the TPP trade agreement?
It gives companies quite a bit of power. They
companies
don't have to answer to our government regulations. They get a phenomenal amount of power.
Do you know what TPP stands for? It has nothing to do with toilet paper.
Are you sure?
Because
if it gets implemented, believe me, it's going to be like America got flushed down the toilet.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right.
All right, well, we haven't spent much time on it on the program, you're right, but we are due to have Senator Hoeven back on the program.
Anything that is conceived behind closed doors without any public debate about it or anything like that, and then they want to just, the government, our senators don't get to debate about it in Congress or anything like that, how can you believe that that's good for the American people?
Yeah. It does have some bipartisan support, which is rare these days in Washington. But nonetheless, we're due to spend some time on it. We'll get some experts on it, and we certainly will ask Senator Hoeven. Trans-Pacific Partnership, trade deal they're working on right now. Dave, thanks for the call. And just so I remember in my notes here, your criticism is that the companies have too much power in it.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Very good, Dave. Thanks for the call. And by the way, we'll invite Senator Heitkamp as well, which we regularly do, although Senator Heitkamp has this thing where she kind of likes to control her media interaction. In other words, to risk a call from Dave and Dickinson on the Trans-Pacific Partnership is not something we're real fond of. So, therefore, if she does not come on this program. Now, I'm not a fan of that, and I continue to tell him that. Say, look, Congressman Kramer's here every week. Senator Hoeven and Governor Dalrymple every time we ask him. I don't know of a politician that will not come on when we ask. Governor Dayton doesn't, but he's not much in the media type. They really do control media things. And Senator Heitkamp's handlers, I think are fond of just putting on a lot of press releases saying she's going to be here, she's going to be there, but limit the amount of, media. So in other words, it's the friendly folks that show up and write down a few notes and put it in the paper and a picture. And it's not, listeners' questions, because we just say, come take questions from the listeners. And I guess that's something she's not real fond of doing, because she hasn't done it for a long time. And I think that's unfortunate. So if you see her, encourage her to do that. I understand that she already has a Heitkamp for Governor logo up. Somebody I know have actually seen it. And different strategies being discussed about running for governor. I don't know how in the world Heidi Heitkamp thinks she can run for governor and not take calls from listeners. Right? It's just not enough. It's one thing to go on a program and, interact with somebody. It's another just to take calls from listeners. Come on. Not everybody that calls agrees with Kevin Kramer, but he comes on every week. John Hoeven hasn't taken a friendly call every time he's taken a listener's call, or Governor Dalrymple, but they do it. What's so bizarre to me is she squeaked in as senator by 3,000 votes based on criticism of her opponent not going on talk radio. And now she's doing it. Isn't that bizarre? You can't make that up. Just encourage her to do it. We like Senator Heitkamp. I hope the feeling's mutual. We'd like to have her on the program. Not for me, not for Todd, not for our newsroom, for you, the listeners. It's not too much to ask, folks, to expect these people to take your questions. Cameron and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Great, how are you today?
All right, I couldn't help but notice, but you haven't been allowing a lot of questions. Ness only got one, and it was just how far the oil patch is going in one direction. Nonetheless, it's fascinating having both of you on there. It's kind of like Hitler and Goebbels, you know, in the same room together. Anyhow,
Cameron?
Yes.
The questions that were asked of Ron Ness, actually most of them came from our audience in emails I think I specifically referenced one individual question from Facebook, but there were not calls that came in that asked Ron any questions. So it didn't like
it's obvious this bill you guys have been plugging is so hugely unpopular, and you have not been allowing questions on your program.
Cameron.
You allow two callers.
Your opinions are
in an hour.
Well, Cameron.
Sure.
Don't lie.
You allowed, like, what? When you were plugging for this bill last week, the last hour of your show, between 9 and 10.
Cameron, you're having trouble following basic rules. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to give my comments, and I'll take you on hold, and you give yours. Because this is called a dialogue. When you say allowing, you only allow X amount of programs. As Todd and I said on the show Friday, we had very few calls, pro or con, that came in on the oil tax. Okay? So when you say you only allow, that suggests that we're like silencing callers that disagree with us. That does not happen here.
We're both kind of surprised at the lack of calls either way. You're right. And, of course, Cameron disappears. Go on, Cameron. Man,
Cameron hung up because when you get called on lies, you can't. Look, you can say anything. You can call me a dope, a dork, anything. I don't care. But you're not going to get by with lying. You're not going to challenge our integrity and suggest that we're going to let you by with that. I'm sorry, it just won't let that happen.
Manny makes a good point. I mean, he's the guy that actually answered the phones. He knows darn good well what's coming in and what's not. And
yeah. Exactly.
I always love those people that you only talk to people you agree with. Well, that makes for terrible radio. We wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
That makes for completely boring radio. Oh, Scott, I worship the ground you walk on. If every caller said that, it's boring.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from Cameron, since he decided he didn't want to take the heat in the kitchen. Cameron. Yeah, exactly. Come on. But the point is, if you call this program, you get on. The only occasion that's not true is if you have in the past violated a basic simple rule like swear or something like that, you know. And
by the way, Cameron, we have a mutual friend who's kind of told me a little bit about your backstory. So in case you're thinking you're pulling wool over our eyes,
wow.
Nice try.
Now you're throwing a haymaker Cameron's way.
Hey.
Wow. Todd wanted to know any word on the well in Emmons County. Oh, Chuck did. Sorry. That's from Todd. Any word on the well in Emmons County? All right. Ron's gone, so I can't help you on Emmons County. But we'll file that away for next time. Tom says, I think the rumble at Scott's house was the crude-flavored Kool-Aid guy crashing through the wall. All right, he's suggesting I have consumed some Kool-Aid. I see.
Oh, yeah.
Crude
flavor. Hey, Cameron's back. Guess what we're going to have after the break if he hangs on that long.
Yeah. This is good entertainment coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. A couple emails here as well. Stay tuned, folks.
Woo-hoo! Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, email from a listener says, the best of the legislative session, but they didn't cave to the Gestapo. Can you translate that for me, Todd? I'll finish this and sure. you translate it before I get done. The Gestapo demand for their own special law and passed 2279. That was the best. The worst, we're still unable to protect our school children with firearms, and homicidal maniacs still have a myriad of defensive kill zones. All right. Appreciate that. And a few folks weighing in on pluses and minuses and ups and downs from the legislative session. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. I can't find that work in the dictionary. Are you able to tell me what that means?
No.
All right. So Cameron in Mississippi is back, and he evidently, after calling me Hitler, Was I Hitler or was Von Ness
Goebbels.
Hitler? Oh, I'm Goebbels. Hitler was
Ness.
Ness
Hitler.
Yeah.
That was the analogy.
Yeah. All right. All right. So don't use that analogy anymore if you want to get back on the radio, okay? And that isn't just about me. It's probably not a good idea to call anybody Hitler, Cameron. You know what I'm saying?
Because
whether I agree or disagree with you as someone that, you know, it's probably not a real favorable.
Well, on to your thing here. Your new improved argument is that you didn't have questions or callers?
No, I said specifically, your line was that we were controlling who got on the program, and
you cut me off before I could challenge your less is more argument.
What are you talking about? Cut you off?
When was that?
It was like Wednesday or Thursday. You guys were plugging for the bill, the tax cut, and I called in and I was going to comment the less is more argument, and you cut me off. And then the second hour,
Wait a minute. I'd like to take one lie at a time. The cut you off. So you're saying you got a comment in, but then you wanted to follow up with another comment, and that one didn't get in. I mean, we don't cut anybody off, but the point is you got to keep moving. You can't, Cameron, if I let you on for 2 hours,
that's true.
Joe's over too, guys.
I will concede that it was the end of the hour. It was like towards the end of the hour. Well,
thank you very much.
That's a little different thing, Cameron.
Cameron, let's start singing Kumbaya now. Yeah, exactly. So now the second part of your argument I've forgotten already. I can't keep track of the.
I was going to discuss the less is more argument, but you called me a liar.
Well, because you said we were controlling calls, and the point is that Manny,
you were controlling calls. Listen to me. Last week when I called in that second hour, you kept saying you have all sorts of questions coming in online. You're bragging about all these people calling in with great or leaving great questions online and leaving comments. You never read a single one of them. You waited till the end of the hour. And then you had some old guy you let call in and rant about property taxes. You didn't let anybody talk about the actual oil tax bill.
Cameron, the way you talk about people is staggering to me. Some old guy calling them.
I don't think anybody is finding this unbelieving that KFYR is a lackey of the Petroleum Council.
See, there you go, Cameron. Wow. You're just unbelievable. Just so you know, Manny, Manny is our engineer and call screener. Last week, we had a full week of discussion on this. We had a number of people on, from Max Schneider, the Democratic leader.
Cameron doesn't know me very well. I ain't anybody's lackey.
Dwight Cook was on, the chair of the House.
Here.
Craig Hedlund was on from the House Finance and Tax, and Dwight Cook, the Senate Finance and Tax Committee chair. So we had a few guests on it. Did we get every call in that wanted to call in pro or con on the oil tax, Manny?
I believe so, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Sorry.
He said you had all these questions coming in via email, too.
Cameron, you said we were controlling the callers. Did you not? Yes or no, say we were controlling the callers?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you just hear Manny say that every caller that called in got in? Did you hear that?
I'm talking about the online questions, too.
Oh, you're changing the line.
Well, that's
now.
Not a caller now, is it?
Yeah, you're changing now. But to your point on the online, everybody that I what happens is you get three or four of the same question. We asked them. We asked everything. Here's the deal. There honestly, we're not that many people revved up about the oil tax last week. So I know you want to create a boogeyman, but it didn't happen. Now, here's my question. Cameron, as I recall, you called in challenging some comments about gun legislation and a comment I made, which I then credited to a fellow by the name of John Lott. We line up an opportunity for you to share your research with John Lott.
I don't have
Lott,
any research. I'm just Joe Blow from the street. I've just read research.
I thought you said you had some study you've
done.
You're
just Joe Blow. We have a mutual friend who's already told me about you, Cameron, so don't lie.
But why? You came on the air and said you wanted to come on with John Lott and you'd love to do it, and then we line it up and you go south on us, Cameron. You're terrible.
You never called me back.
That's not true. We called back several times.
I'm sorry, but I think
Cameron has a problem with the truth, Todd. What do you think?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And you know,
Wait, Cameron, you're going to get cut off in 1 minute. This show's going to end, just so you know. Before you even turn that into a lie, the show's going to end in 1 minute. You're going to be gone, okay?
You know,
Deal with it.
He's gone now because we only have 20 seconds left, and I don't have enough time. But I do want to tell Cameron and everybody, if you disagree, we welcome you. But number one, don't call anybody Hitler. Number two, don't lie.
You can be Goebbels, but not Hitler.
Don't lie, and It is unfortunate because we lined that whole thing up. Matt, the producer, called him like four or five times. Alongside, well, I may have to work, and, you know, excuse. Didn't happen. I was really looking forward to it, but anyway, didn't happen. We got to go, don't we?
Well,
you're cutting me off, Todd. Today. You're cutting me off, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
You're Hitler. No, you're Goebbels. I'm Hitler.
God bless
Scott
you
Goebbels
all.
And Todd Hitler here.
We shall see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, and hopefully we can end the program.
There's nothing to joke about, and yet I can't help it. Sorry.
Well, we promise we'll end the program in a much more productive fashion.
Thank you. There you go.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NASA Consulting Service, go to NASAconsulting.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.